the Environmental Protection Agency will have to come up with the rules, and they'll be on a state-by-state basis. So we don't yet know what the limits here will be. Whatever it is, it's going to hit coal hardest since it's the most carbon-intensive fuel. And it's also the main source of energy powering North Carolina homes and businesses. Johan Enslin says coal will make up less of the mix. Enslin is director of the Energy Production and Infrastructure Center at UNC Charlotte.
You'll definitely see some of the marginal coal plants being either turned off faster or actually being not built at all. So that is definitely an impact. But it is a very positive trend for our nuclear side.
Enslin points out that nuclear plants provide the bulk of the nation's carbon-free energy, and North Carolina provides 5% of the nation's nuclear power, so it could be good for business here. Renewable energy, solar and wind, could benefit too, especially since another aspect of the president's plan is to permit more renewable projects. But natural gas may stand to gain the most. It's the cheapest and fastest growing source of energy, including in North Carolina. Lawmakers in Raleigh are working to open the state up to fracking for natural gas, and that push could get a boost from the president's order because natural gas also emits less carbon dioxide than coal or oil, although environmentalists worry the fuel's exploiting a loophole.
That calculation does not count all the methane that is pouring into the atmosphere based on the production and extraction of natural gas.
Jim Warren from NC Warren says methane is a more harmful greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. But the president's order won't cover methane, just carbon dioxide. Now, while this could be a big change, the nation's largest corporate electricity provider is taking a wait-and-see approach about the order. Tom Williams is a spokesman for Duke Energy.
We're getting close to a third nuclear, a third coal, and a third natural gas. We feel that that's a pretty good place to be right now. You know, we'll just have to continue to run our plants well and see how things shake out going forward.
The company says it cut carbon emissions by 20% since 2008. Part of that was the recession, but other parts were retiring coal plants and switching over to natural gas. But they've also just opened two new coal plants, so expect that to continue to be a big part of their mix. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.